Preston is Silas's line brother, and then the other boys, I don't
line brother, like yeah. they do together.
No.
Oh my gosh.
I love having white co-hosts. That is fucking amazing.
Got it. I now understand. So they're in a fraternity. Welcome to Boy Meets Bravo, your new favorite weekly Bravo TV recap podcast with a twist.
We're two Bravo-holics just trying to make it nice and show a formerly unwilling participant why Bravo TV is Gone with the Wind fabulous.
I'm Bree.
And I'm LP.
And this is Boy Meets Bravo.
Episode 78.
Kick it count.
Getting closer to 100.
I know.
What are we going to do?
Who are we? Consistency? What?
Well, let's see.
And we're back after like a month.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. All thanks to me. I'm sorry. Editing just gets in the way of life.
Well, life gets in the way of life, you know?
Yeah.
Life be life-in.
Who knows?
We be living, you know? And that is just, that's something. You guys have a child. I'm never in one place at the same time.
That's a fact.
That is a fact.
We be living. Yeah.
Mute your devices.
I was just checking the time.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to go.
It's not like there's any women's basketball on tonight or anything. Damn it.
So on Monday, I put the men's championship game on just, I don't know, out of habit because it was on. And not even at halftime, Desmond was like, can we watch something else?
I don't give a fuck about that. It's about the women now.
And he is a basketball guy.
Mm. I didn't care. I watched it, though.
We watched the end. No, shout we didn't out even to watch UConn. The end.
Yeah. I watched the end. Oh. Yeah, shout out to UConn. They won. But it was all about the college basketball March Madness for the women this year.
So good.
As a matter of fact, I think they beat the men's viewership by like 4 million.
They did.
I was so proud of that. I tuned in for a little bit. I do not basketball, but I was excited for the ladies, and that's a really amazing statistic for women's sports. Come on, equal pay.
Yeah.
Equal rights.
I'm interested to see, well, obviously we already have the WNBA draft on our calendars.
I've been alive.
Stop it.
For 30 something years. I have never watched a WNBA draft. I'm watching it next
I bet week. It's going to be a superstar stud event.
That's crazy. Wow. I'm a women's basketball fan now. So much so that it inspired me. I'm playing ball again.
I know the past like 2 weekends he's been on the court.
Wow.
I haven't played basketball in over like
women's
2 years.
Basketball inspired you to get back on the court?
Now, me and my homegirl Lexi, we go out to the court every Saturday.
I am so like, can we videotape this and send it to the WNBA? Send it to women's collegiate sports. This is amazing.
Man, shout out to Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark, Paige Buckers.
So good.
Juju Watkins.
Oh my gosh, all of them.
All of them.
And now that you're a girl dad, that's got to be kind of inspiring and exciting in and of itself to like view yourself out on the court dribbling with your little girl. Yeah.
What year is it? Let's see. When will Carter be in high school?
She graduates from high school in 2041.
Oh, yeah. South Carolina. That's where she's signing to.
Wow. Hey,
starting point guard.
Big dreams.
She's short.
Starting point guard.
She's short.
But yeah, that's what I've been doing. Watch a lot of women's basketball.
It was so good.
My favorite fact to come out of the NCAA tournament was that Bill Murray's son coaches for UConn.
Really?
Yes.
I saw like
UConn women's or men's?
Men's, I believe.
Because I saw him on, like, there was a clip of him on the court afterward, and I was wondering. I was like, is he from Connecticut?
Why is Bill Murray on the court? Yeah. Son coaches for UConn.
Interesting. Wow.
I had no idea.
Good for him.
Sure.
Yeah.
Better for the women, though.
Sure. Yeah.
Only 14 million people watch.
Yeah.
Won, like, 18 point something.
I wish that Angel Reese and or Caitlin Clark, any of those top five picks, if they could come to Atlanta.
Oh,
but we don't have a top five pick.
Nope. I think we're 12 maybe.
Oh,
next
God.
Week.
Well, I mean, that's not bad, but still.
It's not too many teams.
We've been talking about getting
12 out of 15.
We've been talking about getting Atlanta Dream tickets for like a couple years now. And then once, you know, Carter got here, we were like, oh, we definitely will.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell that doctor shut up?
Oh, shut. This little bitch, man.
I was like, is anyone else hearing it or is it me?
Well, what else has been going on now that women's basketball is over for a month, actually? WNBA begins in May.
Yeah. Very quick turnaround.
Oh, wow. Are you guys going to get, like, shirts or?
Yeah, Atlanta Dream.
Okay.
We're a home team.
We're a home team.
But outside of that, TV-wise, Shogun on FX.
I've heard amazing things.
It's very good.
Very good.
Okay. I might have to. It's on Disney Plus, I think, right? Or Hulu?
Yeah.
Oh, haven't they just merged into one recently? Can't you get both on both places? Yeah. I've heard really, really good things.
It's very good. It's like Asian Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, we have an episode to watch, so hurry this up.
How many episodes are there?
I think eight.
Oh, really?
I think tonight's eight.
Okay.
I might have something to dive into
it
later.
It's good. It's really good.
A lot of subtitles, so you have to pay attention.
That is very true.
To watch while you're not paying attention.
It cannot happen. The amount of time that I spend rewinding because... Gosh. I just, you know, this I scroll girl. And then I look up and I'm like, I don't know.
What happened?
Yeah.
I couldn't watch this with her. Like, I just had to keep going. And, you know, there's certain shows that are just so good where you just have to watch them with your spouse.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He just pokes
in the dust.
He literally
baby.
Just says, hey, there's another one. Like, catch up.
Yeah.
You can watch this on your own time if you're not going to stay with me.
Basically. Yeah.
Oh, man.
On the TV front, we were talking about this earlier. I almost called it Are You Afraid of the Dark, but Quiet on Set, it's kind of the same thing. Yeah, it's traumatic.
It's traumatic.
Did you watch it?
Nope, but that's a great joke.
It landed. Are You Afraid of the Dark, Quiet on Set, same thing. It really took a whole spin on, like, what is that? Oh, baby's up.
She's sitting up?
She is sitting straight up like she saw a ghost.
Just have a little bit of a weird moment. She was like, what? All right, back to bed.
What's the name of that show? Quiet on Set?
Quiet on Set.
So that's about, like, all, like, the nasty show used to go on Nickelodeon.
Basically, so, and I have some non-disclosed sources that used to work at Nickelodeon and for a fact, like, said that this definitely happened, right? Like, Dan Schneider was a known creep on the Nickelodeon sets. He curated a really toxic culture work-wise, but also allowed multiple pedophiles to come through as crew on his set. And then we learn, and like, I guess it was long known at some point within Nickelodeon that one of the crew folks on Drake and Josh and the Amanda Show, I think, was ultimately abusing one of, like, a child within the Nickelodeon kind of sphere. A lot of people assumed it was an extra, but in fact, it was Drake Bell. And like he has a couple of really emotional scenes where he breaks down fairly candidly about what he experienced. And oh, does it put a whole nother light on things, right? Like I remember we revisited watching All That not too long ago.
Yeah,
but like
we did.
All That, Amanda Show, Drake and Josh, I think was a little bit after our, you know, core childhood watching years on Nickelodeon. But this dude definitely perpetuated a really, really disgusting and toxic. And when they played some of the jokes back again about like Ariana Grande pouring a water bottle all over herself and like quite literally sticking her foot in their mouth. And one of the cast members of the new All That was talked about having peanut butter put all over his body and then dogs were let out to just like lick him. And he was like, I was 13 years old and I had no say in the matter. I felt completely powerless to it. It made me extremely uncomfortable. All I remember thinking was like, I don't want to do this. This is weird. This is disgusting. This is very uncomfortable. And I have to do this on camera. And he's like, and now as a man in my 30s or however old he is, that lives in perpetuity. Right. Like, and I didn't have a choice back then as a kid. And like how that messes with the minds of these now adults that have to like deal with a lot of that. I mean, yeah, there's some, I was surprised about a lot of the Ariana Grande footage because I'd never seen a lot of that before.
I'd never seen that show.
I'd never seen that before. And a lot of it's very disturbing.
I didn't know she was on Disney until she was a pop star, but, or Nickelodeon, whatever it's called. But what's crazy to me, I haven't watched it, but what's crazy is the length of time that I'm hearing that this spanned through. I was a kid
nearly
watching
a
all that in Amanda Bynes. And now you're talking about Drake and Bell. That was like 10, 15 years later. And he was still getting away with this.
It went to like, that's basically crazy. iCarly was and Beyond were some of the like later shows that he did. But all that was the first show that he worked on.
That's nuts.
And yeah, it was, I mean, it was disgusting, some of the things. And as I said, I have an inside source to someone who worked at Nickelodeon at the time and like confirmed that it was that sort of environment. In fact, some of the, he said there were a lot of things that weren't covered. Like some of the rumors that weren't covered were even more grotesque, involving like Jamie Lynn Spears and some others.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like that, like, because people wouldn't talk ultimately on the documentary, you can't substantiate a lot of that. And so, but there were, so there were a lot of rumors left unsaid.
You know what? I was a little bit too old to be watching Zoe 101, but that theme song.
Fire.
A1.
A1.
It's up there.
I don't think I know the Zoe 101 theme song.
Up there with Laguna Beach and them.
Oh. Yeah. Don't, I still, when I hear, perfect, still sends my heart a pitter patter.
Oh, man. Hilary Duff. She was a good pop star.
She was.
Same with Lindsay Lohan. She had a banger.
Lindsay Lohan's kind of back, too.
Is she?
Yeah. She's trying to find her, like, resurgence, her footing as of late. I've seen her face a little bit more recently.
Mm. I was a Lindsay Lohan fan. She had some good bangers.
Did you take her side or Hillary Duff's side?
Oh, in the, I was Hillary. Yeah, come on.
Okay, Hillary. The Aaron Carter.
What's her
R.I.P.
What's her name? Her album So Fly.
So Fly.
Is that the name of it, or is it Fly?
Oh, Hillary Duff's first album. Yeah, some like just a verb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of pop stars, since Bree's gone, she's checking on the baby, y'all. pop stars.
We've been left to our own devices. Employ the soundboard, baby. Pop the champagne.
I was going straight for it.
Everybody knows.
Let me tell you what people know, or what they did know back in the day.
Okay, is it about P. Diddy?
No, we're still on pop stars.
Okay, sorry.
One of my favorite pop stars who doesn't get enough recognition, Avril Lavigne.
I was just talking about Avril Lavigne the other day. Do you know that she's on tour? Yeah.
What?
So went and got my nails did.
Okay.
That's how every good story starts. And the nail technician was telling me that like we were, the very interesting man was singing along to all the songs that were coming on. At one point, I think Ariana Grande came on. He was singing it. And so I made like some sort of comment about like, loved me some Ariana Grande, and he said that he went to the concert and that loved it, right? And that one of his friends had just gotten tickets to go see Avril Lavigne, and I said, excuse me?
What?
Avril Lavigne is touring right now? And when did that come about? So, yeah, I mean, you might have your opportunity.
I mean, them tickets got to be like $50.
Can't be too much. She's got a family to support.
No doubt. You know, come to...
Oh my gosh. Do you want to know?
They're $49.
No, I'm not, I don't know how much, but do you know, I don't know where, when, I can tell you how much they're going to be, but do you want to know when she's coming?
When?
September 3rd.
Okay.
7 p.m. Okay. In Alpharetta.
Okay. Okay.
If I were to buy 3 tickets right now, oh my God, you're so on the money. They're $50.
I love you, Avril.
Yeah, that's before fees.
I'm saying.
But we could get Lawn for $50. We could. Whoa! Orchestra's $245. All right, a little high on the hog.
Who is she coming with?
Yeah, there's someone here. There's someone here for us up to $455.
That better be meet and greet. I pay $455 for meet and greet.
Would you pay $450 each? Each per ticket, you pay.
I mean, y'all ain't got a meter. I'm a meter. That's my girl. I've been an Arrow fan for a minute.
We'll get regular tickets back on the lawn. Desmond's got $450 tickets ready to meet Avril Lavigne.
And next thing you know, Arrow's back at the crib. We all chilling, popping bottles. Like, Pitt. I can be personable.
Pitt is 362, and that would be far more fun.
Could you imagine being in a pit?
For Avril Lavigne at 36 years old.
Oh my gosh, my knees couldn't take it.
Oh my God, we have a guest star.
Oh my gosh, we have a guest on the pod. Do you want to say something, girl?
She's no. Like, hell no.
No, I'm just not sleeping.
Hey, baby girl.
Hey, girl, your dog pissed in the basement earlier. You don't care, do you?
Hi, bugs.
What we got? Oh, I was checking out the soundboard since you weren't here.
Yeah, we played a little bit.
Oh, well, she's still here. We can keep playing.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Let me tell you something else everybody knows.
Yes. Did we just come up with a new segment? Everybody knows.
Well, everybody knows that Kendrick Lamar is the greatest rapper alive right now. Have you seen what's been going on?
I haven't, but I love Kendrick Lamar. He's one of my favorite rappers.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, Kendrick Lamar dissed. Is that, do people say diss anymore?
Oh, I did see this. I take it back.
I don't like
who's
the word
he
diss.
Beefing with?
Beefing. I'll say
yeah,
beefing.
Yeah, yeah. Who's he beefing
so
with?
So he dropped a record dissing J. Cole and Drake.
That's right. Which, sorry, in that fight, I'm taking Kendrick.
It was mainly shots aimed
like
at Drake.
I do like J. Oh.
It was a lot of shots aimed at Drake.
I mean, maybe they're warranted. I know you're a Drake fan. I am too. I told you about a standing bed, though.
Okay. So last week, J. Cole released a surprise album, and he responded to Kendrick Lamar. Song was good. I enjoyed it. But over this past weekend, he apologized.
Wow.
He apologized. So I don't know where I stand.
You know what? I appreciate the apology. Never or rarely, I feel like, in a rap diss or beef battle, does anyone take a step back and be like, man, I was out of line.
I've never seen it.
Right? And in humility is an important... I know it's difficult in the hip-hop community to like... take a step back.
Stand on business.
Yeah, right? But like, and that's like part of it. But in some ways, that's humility is a very human and manly trait.
I get it. Mainly because it was only like a couple shots at J. Cole. But Kendrick has been like subliminally dissing Drake for a long time. So Drake has to say something this week.
What does that mean, subliminally?
Like, you know, taking shots here and there without, like, really saying his name. Indirect. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
in, like, social ways or in rap?
Yeah, in rap.
Okay.
Yeah. So, the beef has, like, been ongoing for a couple years.
Everybody knows.
And that's what everybody knows.
What do you know, Miss Carter? Speaking of Miss Carter.
Oh.
I know what Bree's been up to this week.
Cowboy Carter is my entire personality right now.
Everybody knows.
Is it that good?
Every time you come up and Alexis playing music, it's been Beyonce.
Man.
Or Gracie's Corner.
Oh, God. But yeah, shout out to Beyonce.
Oh, my God.
It sounds really good.
Another
genre
banger.
Bending. Just awesome.
It's not it. It's her own genre, right? Like, I can't. If you're a country fan getting pissed off about Beyonce doing a country album, it's a Yon Santry album, right? Like, it's own. I think it's its own category. Like it the way that she sings and like, I don't know, hits certain melodies. it touches country, but it touches pop, it touches blues, it touches everything.
People who say they don't like it or that it's not country enough or whatever, they only are thinking about the like twangy, like either stereotypically, you know, twangy country,
right, Nashville
or
country,
poppy country, or like.
But lest we forget that country was rooted in blues music and jazz music, and that like it had. Oh, little girl.
That's my whole point. Like, they're not seeing that she, first of all, she made this album 5 years ago.
No way.
Yes. And she made this album, but then she thought to herself, because she posted about it. She was like, I made this, but I needed something to come in front of it. So she made this album, and then she made Renaissance to segue into Cowboy Carter.
Oh, so this is really act one.
No, this is act two.
No, but it's really act one since she wrote it first. Oh, okay,
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And so there's another act to come later.
Is there?
Yes.
When did she write this one?
I don't know. Who knows? Probably when she was 12. Who knows?
And what genre shall it be?
Who knows?
Classical music.
I'm obsessed with everything about it.
Nah, everything. Rap. She's rapping.
She raps a little bit on this album.
I know, that's what I'm
saying.
But like, even when you look back at Renaissance, she's like the whole like logo of it and everything. She's on that horse.
Everything was cowboy driven.
But we were like, no, it's like disco or whatever.
Cowboy disco.
But it was really just an intro into cowboy.
She's going from her sparkle pop era into country.
God, it's so good.
Easter eggs.
Did you watch? I didn't even actually know that this existed, but she did a performance with the Dixie Chicks at the CMA or CMT award shows a while ago. It is fire.
I didn't know they liked this.
Well,
they got canceled because they like us.
Because, I can't remember if it was CMAs or CMTs. They had Beyonce perform. And
it was like bringing Dixie Chicks back onto the scene
with Beyonce and
ready to run.
Oh, wow.
Gonna have some fun. Anyways.
Goodbye, Earl.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But so if you, it's actually a really, really strong performance between the three of them.
I have to go watch it.
Yeah. The four of them.
So yeah, that's around the room. A lot of music. What else been going on?
Cowboy Carter.
Have you gotten to Bravo at all?
No
Bravo. Not even a little bit, but some interesting fact. I don't know if you know this yet. No BravoCon 2024.
Wah, wah, wah. It's okay. We weren't going to get tickets anyway.
Yeah, they're holding off till 2025.
Bots. Why? Because Andy's getting sued?
Ooh, great question.
Probably because a bunch of the shows are getting like pushed back and they're filming. I know, me too.
Oh, she doesn't so not like that. You no BravoCon.
That's okay. You weren't going to go anyway, girl.
Yeah, you're going to stay with Abuela.
I don't know. I think it's because some shows have been pushed back and they're filming. And so maybe there's not going to be much to like promote, or I don't know. Maybe the timing isn't going to like line up the way it usually does.
I think it's a funding thing. I bet it's a lot of money to put those sort of things on, and to do that every year. The organization and the money thing, that's got to be a heavy lift. And
I can see that, because it's definitely like
Bravo's kind of nimble of an organization too, right? Like, they're part of NBC Universal, but as an organization itself, it's fairly nimble. So now having hacked on basically a whole festival on top of its normal programming, I would imagine it's quite a lift, and they're trying to figure out how to, one, monetize it, and two, keep it organized.
Yeah, like outside ticket sales and shit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to give them any of my free IP, so fucking no. There's no Shark Tank on this pod, but good luck to you, Andy. But damn, no BravoCon.
No BravoCon. What are we going to talk about? What are we going to dream of at night? I don't know.
I guess we're a one and done pod. Went to BravoCon once when it was hot.
Well, we still have 2025. She's coming back.
Interesting.
But yeah, I mean, can you imagine keeping corralling all of those white ladies in in a single square mile region? That must be exhausting. It must take a toll off of them. It was exhausting for us, actually. Well, we were just drinking the whole time.
Yeah, I was drunk by like before noon, maybe. I was drunk by like 11:30. That was a fun day. A fun weekend. Oh, well.
I guess we got to wait for her for tea time, it feels like.
Yeah, let's wait. But what else been happening? Let's see. When the cat is away, the mice will play.
I'm chugging the champagne.
Everybody knows.
What else does everybody know?
What else does everybody know?
You should try some. You should try some of our BMB champagne.
Let me try this. You know, I'm not even a champagne person, but that's good. It's nice, right?
That's
good. What is that?
Pommery. I don't know. I bought it while I was in France.
Okay. Okay, but yeah, we have Bree back.
Baby's back in bed.
She's back in bed. She went promptly to sleep. I don't know what happened. Actually, I do know. She pooped.
Oh.
No one likes to lay in their own waste. Oh,
my God. Well, baby, we had a good pre-episode.
Did we?
I think you're going to enjoy it when you listen to it.
Okay.
You want to take us out? What are we doing?
Let's just...
Wait, we haven't done tea time.
I know. Let's... Goodbye. We'll be right back.
We aren't ending the episode yet.
We'll be right.
On your mark, get set.
Welcome back. It's officially tea time. What are we sipping on?
Actually, some really delicious champagne.
It is very delicious.
Isn't it?
BMB themed or BMB themed colors.
BMB themed Pommery Champagne from the Champagne region.
I tried it. Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Did you take your Prilosec?
Oh, fuck. I didn't take my Prilosec. I was drinking shit.
Heartburn.
It is very good. But this week, well, today, a few hours ago, Desmond hopped into Summer's house. Fucking hell.
Where? Where did he jump? Summer's house. Summer's house, Massa's vineyards. That's where he went.
I definitely hopped into Summer House. Martha's Vineyard.
AKA Black Summer House.
You know what? What episode number is this?
The very first one.
78. Oh.
It took 78 episodes for y'all to get me to watch something that was actually enjoyable.
You say that often.
Okay? What?
Round of applause to y'all.
You said that about the original Summer House. Bug juice. It's adult bug juice.
I lie a lot.
Okay.
but this particular cast and this particular show, I can actually watch.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was good. I like the cast. Say it again so I could save it and clip it somewhere.
Man, chill.
Put it on the soundboard.
Yeah, but where the fuck is Martha's Vineyard? What's that, Jersey, New York?
Oh, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Close.
Massachusetts. Actually, I do have family that's up around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Obamas have a house there.
Oh.
It's a quaint, very upper crusty part of New England.
You said enough there.
Yeah, it's out on the outskirts of, like, you know, Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard. It's lovely. And the new house that they have. Whew,
that shit was huge.
They upgraded. I think that Bravo heard us last year that we loved Summer House Martha's Vineyard. And they were like, let's up the budget.
They have an estate. They have an actual estate. There's a pool.
Like very far from the actual house.
They have, acres and acres of land. I believe there were tennis courts or pickleball courts or basketball. There are courts.
There's a playground.
Yeah, there's a playground can you imagine being a 20-something-year-old wasted and there's a playground in your backyard?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Oh, my God.
A lot of broken bones.
Lots of broken bones, but it would be so much fun.
Yeah.
Swings and forts and slides. I'm into it.
What'd you think?
Besides
that you liked it.
What? You want me to start with the cast?
Sure.
Okay.
Give us your breakdown. I would love to know. Oh. I'd love to get some of Desmond's descriptions across the cast.
You know what's funny? I'm going to drop some.
I love when you meet new people. It's always so much fun.
Thank you. And as I tend to do, I try to give these people, you know, like doppelgangers so I can remember them.
Yep.
So I'm going to drop two pictures in the group chat, and you tell me who these two people you think I see in the cast.
Okay, you're going to have to share your phone with me because you know my phone's dead.
So, there's one person on this cast, for y'all who can't see, obviously. One person on here looks exactly like the old wide receiver for the New York Giants, Victor Cruz.
Victor Cruz.
And one also looks like Bobby Portis Jr., who plays for the Milwaukee Bucks.
This is such a specific crossover.
I know. We'll have to post some pictures. But can you tell me...
I think you're talking about Nick.
For the guy with the beard.
Yes.
Oh, Alex Tyree?
Wait a minute. Wait, you said Nick.
I said Nick. Who are you saying?
In the world? You said, I think Nick. These people's name Nick?
No, I think it's Nick. I think Nick from Summer House is who he's referring to.
Yeah, and then you said Alex.
Said someone with a beard. And so then I thought you meant Alex. I'm confused. Okay, so do you also think Nick?
I thought Alex.
It is Alex.
Okay.
And the other guy.
I also see this, but look at the eyes.
The eyes are wild.
Yeah, the eyes are wild, kind of like Nick's eyes. So.
Okay, and then Victor Cruz is Amir.
Definitely.
Oh, these are two different people. I thought they were a mashup.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay, I thought I was trying to, oh, I see now. Okay.
Okay, this segment went swell.
No, I'm just an idiot.
Okay, Preston, he gives me Jeezy mixed with Jermaine Dupri.
I see the G. I see both. Oh, wow. But he dresses like neither. He dresses like Pharrell. No, not
Pharrell.
Yeah. No, Preston dresses like Pharrell. It's like he dresses like Pharrell, but he's a mix between Jeezy and Jermaine Dupri. Yes. The accuracy in that.
Nick gives me Black Ted Bundy.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm just saying, and the way he acts too, you know what I mean? A little handsy.
He is the shorter shorts too.
Summer gives me Doja Cat.
I mean, okay.
Okay, I give you that. You see that? I see that.
Noelle is like Giselle's sister. Yeah, like young sister.
I like Noelle a lot. I think she's a great addition.
I love Noelle. Mm-hmm. I love her.
The AKA from ATL.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely my favorite then.
Yeah, that I could. There was a kinship there. I was like, I know you're from our part of town. Mm-hmm.
And lastly, Jasmine, she gives me middle child vibes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure. She needs attention.
They leave her out of every fucking thing. Don't nobody fuck with Jasmine. That's messed up.
Poor girl.
So let me, because LP was saying when she was watching it, she was like, did I even watch this last season? All these people feel new to me. So here's like what the friend dynamic is now. So last season, Jasmine and her husband Silas, who is not here right now, because he's in the military and he is stationed overseas during this.
When she came on screen, it was like Jasmine and Silas.
Not Silas.
Yeah.
Scratch his name. So he wasn't there. But last season it was awkward because he's got a very traditional husband like view of him, of what the family is.
Yes, I remember
like,
him.
You know?
Yes.
And so
tell me more.
So Desmond's like, what? Will this be my friend?
he a little too much so. It was demeaning the wife sort of standards.
And they had just gotten married, so they're still trying to figure out
the dynamic.
What their husband wife situation is, and then they throw themselves into this party house with their friends. So they
and then he gets deployed and it's only been 1 year.
He was a little angry before he gets deployed.
So they like curated this group of friends last season. So like some people knew each other.
They're the core.
Yes, they were last season. Oh. And so the girls, most of the girls worked with Jasmine in like at this Playboy club. That's like how they knew each other.
Hot.
What?
Yeah. Tell me more.
That's it really. Oh. And then the guys like Preston is Silas's line brother. And then the other boys, I don't...
Line brother? Like, they do cook together?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I love having white co-hosts. That is fucking amazing.
Oh, got it. I now understand.
So they're in a fraternity together. Oh, we do need to bring video into the pod. Oh,
I feel like Candace Owens now do on the who was she on with Charlamagne?
You are more black than no, Candace Owens.
That's so true.
Is just be
God is good.
Amen.
You're right.
Forgive me, Lord.
Oh God. Yeah. No.
Oh my God.
So that's how they know Preston, and then I kind of forget about the other guys, but they kind of like tangentially know each other. But it's mostly the girls and then like some of the guys, right? But now since it's been a year, the girls have all hung out. Like they know each other now. They come back as like a group of friends. But you're right, that Desmond, that they have left Jasmine out of the mix because it was weird last summer, and like her husband was being weird and controlling, and they didn't like seeing her as like a more submissive woman and wife was weird for them to the Jasmine that they knew. And so it kind of caused a weird rift in their friendship. And so they really just kind of let her go.
Mm.
But now they're all back in the house after they had gone on vacation without her.
I know. Like, oh, a lot of them seem like they've become actually good friends.
Which, like, good for them. But yeah, you left out, I mean, you went to Jamaica or something, and like,
that's got fucked up.
It is.
Can you see the pictures?
Yes, it's horrible. So that's where we pick up.
Oh, right? Interesting.
Yeah. So, and then another very fun fact, and you probably noticed this too, Des, oh my God, is that Summer and Alex hooked up in between summers.
Can't put your dick in everything, bro.
Whoa.
You gotta learn. Oh. She said it first, not me.
Oh. What did you think of that? I mean, we're kind of skipping around, but like, you know, they had the conversation that like people aren't inviting people to things, and Alex had an event and didn't invite Summer.
When I say she looks like Doja Cat, she actually acts like Doja Cat. She's not. That sounds so mean. I don't want to be mean anymore. I can't. I'm not going to say what I want to say.
Okay.
But she's not, you know, she's a little off.
I'm not going to say what I want to say, but.
She's a little off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who in their right mind in a group of people at dinner just comes out and says, man, you put your dick in me.
Essentially.
That is wild.
The way she said it was what made it so like beautifully awkward. She was like, yeah, you didn't invite the person that you had been inside of.
Yeah.
Even the way she said it doesn't bother me. The fact that she said it, yeah, like going back to our last episode talking about, what's my girl? Black girl from Atlanta, Summer House. White Summer House.
Sierra.
Yes, Sierra, and what's her dude?
West.
When he was kissing and telling?
West.
Like, imagine if he said that, but actually, like in front of all of them, that they actually fucked. That's wild.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It is wild. Yes. I would say it's equal. I almost said it's almost more wild for a man to say it about a woman than a woman to say it about a man. But I think it's about equal parts wild when I say that back to myself. You're right. It's not dinner conversation.
Not at all. And then she wants to talk about love on the boat.
Yeah. Sometimes you forget about that on watching reality TV, but like, sometimes it's not dinner conversation.
You get so wrapped up in it.
You get so wrapped up and you forget that they're sitting eating a turkey together. And yeah.
This isn't normal.
Mm-mm.
Summer, I think where she messed up, besides that comment and bringing up in front of everybody, was that she was trying to play like it didn't bother her that they weren't hooking up or they weren't together anymore. Because it seems like, and she probably is used to this, guys like flocking to her and she deciding who to let go of. But it seemed like Alex was the one to kind of walk away from it. And I think that bothered her a lot.
Mm, good point.
Which is fine. Like, you can just say that. But I think that she was just, she wasn't trying to admit that.
My two cents. I think every girl wants to change a boy, right? And like, I think she hoped that, like, Alex is a playboy, right? He admittedly so. I think she stepped into that wanting to probably change it a little bit, didn't, got pissed off and emotionally reacted. Maybe I've been there. So.
Can I tell you something about Alex? It might be a hot take. I feel like he has no personality.
Why? Because he doesn't drink?
He doesn't? See, I didn't even know that about him. He doesn't even seem like...
He's quiet.
He's quiet, which is... I mean, that's not even the... You know, being quiet isn't... I don't think he's boring. This isn't the one that shit in the toilet and left it, right? No, that was Phil. He was there for less than 24 hours.
Okay.
Well, Buddy was wearing like an all denim jacket and suit.
Does that say something about somebody?
Yeah. Come on, dog.
I don't know what they do in New York. Maybe they maybe
denim
that's
on denim
thing.
On denim.
Denim on denim. Oh my God, Beyonce. Oh yeah. I don't know. I don't know. What else?
Within 10 minutes of the episode, saw some cheeks. So that's always good.
And yeah. Boobs. You haven't even mentioned Shanice.
Oh yeah, that's the cheeks I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. As soon as she got into the house, bikini time. My type of chick.
Yeah. Shanice seems like a fictional character.
Literally cuckoo. She's just sitting there. Talk about not appropriate for the dinner table. She's just sitting there and goes, boobs, and like lifts her shirt up.
When did I miss this?
Episode 2 or 3.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, was she an athlete? Looks like she runs track.
I have no idea.
She has good abs.
She says she works out 3 times a week. And I was like, whatever.
Lies.
But maybe some people just have it like that.
So why does Summer hate Alex?
Because they hooked up and aren't anymore.
And he refuses to, I guess, acknowledge her. Or I don't one even, not thing, even that. It's
one
like the
thing they said on the boat was she, that was when the love thing came in.
That's
and I
wild.
I don't think she meant we are in love because we had sex. I think she meant we slept together. So there has to be a level of respect for each other.
Nope.
But that's what Alex said. He was like, because she said, you know, whatever, essentially, whatever you're doing, I need to be included. And he was like, I don't feel like that's a fair expectation,
which
is true. You're not dating, you know, you hooked up a couple times. And then in a couple episodes later, you haven't seen this yet, but she kind of talks shit about their sex also.
Of course.
But I think it's that's because she's butthurt.
Because she's hurt, yeah.
And like, that's okay.
That's what I mean. In this instance, it's a little bit more of a reflection on her than it is on him. I think she wanted something that he didn't give, and she was, to your point, butthurt about it. Mm-hmm. And been there, done that. We all have, but like it is what it is. It's not I personally don't find that to be a reflection on Alex.
Speaking of butthurt, what's a side bunk?
Excuse me?
A side bunk? So
what's a side bunk?
They asked Preston in this episode if he was a top bunk or a bottom bunk.
Oh.
And he said he was a side bunk.
Oh.
Is he a top bottom or?
This feels like
a switch.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I think that means exactly what I just said. Not a top. Got you.
Top,
bottom.
Okay.
Switch. I think he's a.
Either or.
He plays both sides.
Okay. Well, he said the girls who know, so.
I was assuming he was gay.
He is gay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. When you said the girls that know, I was very thrown off by that.
Yeah, that was...
The guys that know will know.
Preston, if anyone, male or female, from a non-housewife show could be on a housewife show...
Bring him.
Give him a confessional.
I like Preston.
Oh, my God.
I love his style. Mm-hmm. I love his hats. I love the things he says. There was a line that he said during this that it resonated so much to the core. He said, I'm a Pisces. Don't push me. You want to make a scene? I'll make a movie.
I love it.
I was like, yes, my guy, my fellow Piscean, let us set the world ablaze.
Because, I mean... He was talking about Bria, who is just, I mean, that first episode, she was wasted. And so when she had a whole thing at the dinner table and then stomped off and then came back and was like, I love you. I'm sorry. He was just like, dear God. So I can understand if that's every time she drinks. And I mean, last season we saw her, she's dramatic, which can make for good TV. She's just stomping around the house with her dog. And so, God, he's so good though.
He is.
That's problematic already.
What is?
You're walking around with your dog?
Her emotional support dog, Milo.
That is too much. I don't like it. I don't.
Even brought him on the boat.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I don't
to
like.
The gym.
It makes me uncomfortable when people bring their pets every. Like, the honestly, Lisa Vanderpump bringing her dog everywhere.
Yeah.
They're pets. They are meant to really be excited when you get home and to provide you love and comfort on the couch sometimes. Like, that's that is their role, not to be your purse accessory.
Yeah. I'd almost die on a fucking boat.
Oh my God, he's so tiny too.
Well, a shark would have had a field day.
I would have gotten really annoyed. Be like, get your smelly ass dog out of here.
So we have the same, the only, the guys are the same minus Silas, right? Did you have any other thoughts about any of the other guys besides just their resemblances?
I think Amir is on the level of cheating at any moment. The way that he talks the way he talks so aggressively about his I would not cheat. I can't cheat. My girl would cut my dick off. I cannot. I would never.
You're right.
What I mean? Like, he's trying so hard to convince the audience. It's very Mike from Shaws of Sunset, which we didn't discuss earlier, but it's very like, you know, like trying to lead us so hard down a path that it wouldn't cheat, that it's like he's cheating. He's actively cheating.
That's fucking hilarious. And you're 100% correct.
Right? Like, anybody who has to justify the love of their relationship and how they wouldn't cheat.
I just thought he was afraid of his girlfriend.
I think he is afraid of his girlfriend, but who says it that many times?
Someone who is in fear. Which isn't healthy, but I don't know. I didn't get that vibe.
Whether or not he is cheating or he's thought about cheating, it's there. It's all just below the surface.
Interesting.
That's my take on Amir.
Okay.
Cute.
He's so cute.
Real cute.
Short king,
real cute, on the verge of cheating.
Interesting. I wonder if he's still with homegirl.
Probably. If I had to just place my Vegas odds, no.
Damn.
Really?
Maybe.
Interesting.
I don't want to shame. I wish everyone well.
Yeah, let's believe in love.
I do. I wish everyone well. But am I wrong?
No. No, you're not. That's a little wild.
He said it so many times.
But, you know.
What's your take on him?
On
this precious short little king with good lips.
Yeah. You know. Nothing? Nothing.
Nothing sticks out by this little prepster?
Nah, I'm only one episode in. If y'all make me watch another one, I won't fight you on it.
Really?
I won't fight you.
I mean, there's a few more.
We
got three in the bank.
Only if it's like podcast related. Don't just like make me watch something and we don't talk about it. That's kind of
what are your odds that Shanice does something crazy?
I mean, I don't know how to bet.
Why you think she's
like
a
high?
Nuts?
Is that what you say? The odds are high.
I don't know. I don't know how to bet either. Like 7-1, 2-1, 17-3.
Please pass sports betting in Georgia. Oh my gosh, y'all need it.
So a fun fact about Shanice is on this show, she talks about how she lost her job. And there's some speculation. She was on Watch What Happens Live the other day with Bria. And she said that her job fired her because last season they thought that she was working while she was filming. And she like wasn't supposed to or whatever. And she was like, and Andy was like, I mean, were you? And she was like, no. And me in my head, I immediately was like, yes. Oh, this is why. Absolutely. This is why.
They like were like looked at her time card. She's like, clock in.
Yeah.
Clock out.
I don't know. So, but there's some speculation online that she maybe quit or was fired to do the show.
Oh, well, like she chose a show over.
If you don't have any money.
Well, they're paying.
I mean, it'd have to compensate.
It's a risk.
Yeah,
right. But she's talking about how she doesn't have any money.
Well, that's what probably.
She said she was broke when she said that.
Kinda in the second episode.
I can't buy new clothes.
Yeah. That's what happens when you quit your job.
Yes. Well,
yeah, you got to make some sacrifice, girl.
You know, you kind of run out of money kind of quick.
Goodwill.
I don't know. She feel, and this might just be her personality, but like I said, she feels like a fictional character to me. Like she's like this is a. I don't know, a facade.
I'm trying to think of who she gives me, what kind of like, I'm literally trying to see it. It's a little bit Katie from DC, or sorry, Potomac.
Mm.
A little bit of Katie from Potomac.
Just unhinged.
Yeah, and then there's another one. It'll come to mind.
Maybe like Drunk Leah.
Yeah.
Drunk Leah would get a little naked too.
A little bit of Katie, a little bit of Leah. I feel like they all kind of sit in the same category of reality TV casting. You know what I mean?
It's a lot for me. This whole concept of Summer House, like I've said before, I love it so much. Like the idea of just like being on vacation in a huge house with a bunch of your friends. All the personalities is just, you know.
Lots of different personalities.
So many.
Jury's still out for me on Bria.
Yeah, she seems a little. I don't think that I would hang out
the
in
heat.
Real life.
No, she can't handle the heat. She always has to get out of the kitchen
with Milo in tow.
Mm-hmm.
So I came up with some summer house superlatives.
Okay.
Are we in the yearbook?
Yeah. So who do you think would be most likely to be the life of the party in the house? Desmond, who do you think, based on just this first episode of who you know?
Oh, I know.
Shanice.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, Noelle for me.
She was clapping them cheeks.
She was.
Noelle's my life at the party. That's where I'd be. I'd be over in Noelle's corner.
You know, I can't be mad at that.
Yeah.
Like Kyle said at the beginning of their White Summer House season, the vibes.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah, yeah. White Summer House, Black Summer House. The vibes are high with Noelle.
And the vibes are super high.
She just seems
high
like just very cool.
Yes.
Okay.
And she's just like, you know when somebody's from Atlanta, you know? Yes. Like there's a certain twang to their voice. You know they are from Atlanta, and it feels warm. It feels homey to me.
Yeah.
Salt, pepper, cheese. That's how she likes her grits. Same hair, girl.
When she said that,
you put sugar
like,
in them shits, we ain't friends.
Salt, pepper, and cheese in the grits. My mom used to put maple syrup.
You can't go wrong with that either.
She's from Maryland, so we kind of forgave her from it.
I mean, like, when the syrup on the sausage gets in the grits, you're not mad at it.
It's not bad. It's not bad when the syrup and the sausage start to mix. No.
That's true. That's good. All right, who is most likely to stir the pot? I'm thinking like housewife level, drama making, bone collecting. Who's going to do it?
We all know. Preston.
Preston.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I agree. Yep.
He's a Pisces.
He is a Pisces.
He's a Pisces. You heard that, Lon.
I did. I kind of think Summer is most likely to stir the pot.
Well, she did come out at dinner and say the comment about him being inside her. So,
yeah, and but later in episodes like 2 and 3, she also like when Noelle says like, "Hey, I kind of like Alex. Like, did you guys hook up?" And she doesn't really tell the full story, and then she gets like mad at Noelle for feeling weird that she didn't tell the full story, and then how she says that Shanice is the worst dresser of the house, even though the question wasn't posed to her.
Oh, yeah, how rude.
Yeah.
How rude was that? I was like, shut up. No one asked you.
And everyone was like, well.
And from what I've seen, I think that might be a lie. Who was who was in the green pajamas this whole episode since they walked in the house?
The green pajamas.
That was Summer. Wasn't it Summer? She was in the green, lime green flouncy pajamas when she first walked in.
And she's the one who said Shanice was the worst dress?
Yeah.
Okay, girl. All right, girl. You know, pajamas day one. Brand new show, you know, do you?
Brand new show. Okay, who is going to be our, like, smooth operator, our smooth talker? They can, like, charm their way out of any, like, sticky situation.
That could be a couple people. Like, who do I want in my corner if things have gone wrong, kind of to help me talk out of a situation? Yes. I think that's Preston. I feel like he could help get me out of some situations. Who could smooth talk me? Amir.
He's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
He's so cute.
So, I guess it depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for a partner in crime sort of smooth talker.
Or are you looking to like talk your panties off?
Are you taking, yeah, exactly. Or is something else happening?
Fair enough. Who do you think? Or who for you?
What's the question?
Smooth operator.
Nick.
Nick is a charmer.
Yeah, he's already got a couple bodies on him. Nobody knows.
What do you mean nobody knows?
He's a serial killer. Look at this man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Look at this man.
Oh, my God. You're right.
Hey.
He's already got a couple bodies in the most literal sense.
I will say, I did feel bad for him later in the season because the guys tell him, like, hey, the girls have said that they feel a little weird around you because you get handsy when you're drunk. And he went to them and was like, do I make you uncomfortable? And I felt, and I think the girls too, they were like, I mean, you get a little handsy. You're not a creep. You're not a bad guy. And they made sure on Watch What Happens Live too, they like doubled down on that. They're like, Nick is not a creep. He's not, whatever. So I felt
touchy feely when he's drunk, and it makes people kind of go, ay.
And some people don't know that about themselves. And I think that it was good.
My mom kisses people on the mouth.
She does. on the mouth.
On the mouth.
All of our guy friends, literally. She's kissed on the mouth.
That's a Modern Family episode.
I tell you the number of people that my mother has kissed on the mouth after two glasses of wine.
Yeah.
just not sensually, but yeah. It's handsy. There. She handsy.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's, we had to have a talk with her at one point. So
get ready.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see him receive that and then check with the girl. I don't know.
That is good though.
I like to see it. I felt bad because you could tell that he was like, oh shit. Like he just, I don't know. But anyway.
That's a good way to handle it though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I mean, defensive. Balls up, right? Like approach the problem, go and say, do I make you uncomfortable? I'm sorry if I do. And like learn from it and move on, you know?
Last but not least, who is our thrill seeker of the group? This feels kind of similar to Life of the Party, but they're always up for new activities. They want to make every day an adventure. Who's our adventure?
Oh, that's ATL girl. What's her name?
I know. It feels like Noelle again. I was going to say.
Well, Life of the Party was also, we said Shanice too, right?
Well, I guess it's just our superlative of superlatives is Noelle Hughley.
Yeah. Oh, that's her last name?
Well, I'm looking at your
what I put here.
I'm looking at the pictures you placed in the outline.
Oh yeah. Let's see if
she's related to DL.
Okay. Is he from the A?
Is he from the A?
I have no idea.
Okay. Mm. I am so glad that you like Summer House, Martha's Vineyard.
I'm into it. Season one, I watched it a bit out of because we were potting and I would put it on and it would kind of play in the background, but I didn't give it its full dues. I watched it fully focused last night and I'm in. I'm fully in. I'm intrigued by the group.
I love it. I loved it last season. I love it this season. The most recent episode, they get in a fight about some friends who are invited, but then not invited to the house. Like Phil, the guy who shit in Nick's toilet and left it there last season.
Hell no, don't bring your ass back here.
Yeah.
He comes back.
Well, the girls want Bria and Shanice want him to, and everyone's like, absolutely not.
No.
So they veto that.
Phil was a douche.
He was an absolute douche.
Yeah, he was awful.
Yeah, so I don't think he's coming. But another girl, Mariah, I think her name is. She was full time last season, but then she pushed Bria. And Bria had a fit, obviously.
Of course, because so, Bria can't handle anything.
But now Jasmine is trying to bring her back, and so Bria's losing her mind, and that's where we end up at the most recent
rightfully so.
Season. Yeah, I think so, too, honestly. If Phil can't come, then Mariah can't come.
Okay, I get that. If we're going to, you can't select one conflict over the other.
But the problem was that Jasmine already bought Mariah's ticket. I hope her name's Mariah. I keep saying Mariah.
Mm. Well, it sounds like a waste of money to me.
So we'll see.
You're flying up here to get your ass whipped.
Sick Milo on you.
Do we actually see Bria whipping ass? Did you see how small that girl was?
And she's still with that boyfriend of hers, so he might show up later this season too. Simon.
Is it Simon or Silas?
Simon. Silas is Jasmine's husband.
Oh, okay. Do we get to see Silas? No, probably not. He's deployed.
And, oh, my God, Jasmine is pregnant. She's, early pregnant.
So do we know that? That she is pregnant?
Yeah, she just didn't tell them.
Oh, that's why she wants some mocktails.
Yes. But even one of the girls.
Who was it that picked it from the beginning?
Yeah. Maybe Bria.
Bria? Someone was like, she is pregnant.
Yeah, and Jasmine said, no, I'm not. And honestly, I feel kind of bad for her about it. I don't remember what she said was the reason why she kept it a secret, but that's a very lonely and I don't know, sad that she felt like she couldn't share it with them then.
If it's early on and especially if you've gone through any level of trouble getting pregnant or staying pregnant,
it's still lonely.
It's very terrifying to share that or not be able to share that, to want to share that information, not be able to share. It's a very vulnerable time in the early part of pregnancy. I feel
it is. I still think that I feel bad for her. That she was just holding that.
Yeah.
Because that's a big thing to, and you feel like shit that first trimester. And so who knows what that was like for her. But anyway, they have a baby boy, I think.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on Summer House, Martha's Vineyard? Dez is going to watch the rest of them.
Only if we talk about it.
Looks like it'll be on for the next 6 episodes.
Yeah. Listeners, get ready.
Okay.
SHMV. Shmv.
Oh.
Is that what we're going to call it?
Is that what you're going to call it?
Yeah. Let's see if we can make that
Schmoof. Hashtag Schmoof. I think it sounds great. Rahoslik, Schmoof, Runge,
wow.
Roa, Rahubuff.
Oh, black Schmoof, white Schmoof.
Well, it would be the other one would be Shh. Unless, where do they stay? Do they stay in Montauk, Southampton?
I think they're in the Hamptons.
So, like, Shh.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. Yeah, oh, yeah. For the white. Whoosh.
Oh, my God.
We gotta get the fuck
Bye.
Out of here.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
If you had as much fun as we did, do all the things. Subscribe, give us 5 stars, and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.
And there's always more tea to spill, so find us online at boymeetsbravo.com, on Instagram, and Elon's site at boymeetsbravo.
Until next time, I'm Bree.
And I'm LP.
And this was Boy Meets Bravo.